Hello and welcome to Frank Talk with Grace, a podcast where we talk about everything. We inspire hope, build confidence, and encourage people to live up to their potentials. I'm your host, Grace E. Etta, and it's always a pleasure having you with me on the show. On today's episode, I'm here to motivate and inspire you on the topic, says when God shows up. I like you to know that irrespective of what the situation is in your life right now, irrespective of all the trials, the temptation, the confusion in your life, when God shows up for you, when God shows up for you, every dead situation in your life begins to come back alive. When God shows up for you, destinies begin to align. Destinies are bettered and restored. When God shows up, protocols are suspended. As in the case of Joseph, when he was transported from prison to palace, God showed up for him. And so every protocol was suspended and he was made the prime minister of Egypt. When God shows up for a man, a thousand years of labor is replaced with favor. When God shows up, doors begin to open, connections are useless, educational qualifications become needless, because when God shows up for you, he makes everything perfect. I like you to know that God showed up for his children in the book of Daniel chapter 3. We read the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and we see how God showed up for them in the furnace of fire when they were thrown to be consumed by the fire. God showed up and the fire could not consume them. God also showed up for Daniel when he was thrown into the lion's den and the lion could not eat him. God showed up for Peter and his brethren when they went fishing and then they couldn't get the catch. God showed up for them. And when Jehovah showed up, the Bible recorded it that their nets were filled and then Peter had to call on his friends to come and help him because God showed up. I don't know, God is speaking to someone right now. Whatever situation you're going through, the lack, the wants, the trials, the temptations, the depression in your life right now, the anxiety, the fears, God is showing up and God is calming the storm. Someone listening to my voice right now, I'd like you to know that nothing is too battered, nothing is too shattered that the Lord cannot bring back together. No heart is too broken. When God shows up, hearts are mended, lives are restored, destinies are restored, confusion is checked back to hell, generational curses are broken, ancestral links are severed. I don't know what has been the case of your family. I don't know the kind of things you guys have had to go through in your generation, the curses, the embargoes, the limitations. God is showing up for you right now. And then he is breaking every confusion. He is breaking every curse. He is breaking every limiting factor, success, failure at the edge of breakthrough, anything that has been a challenge in your life. I'd like you to open your heart this day and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, because there is nothing impossible for him to go, when for him to do. When God shows up, things begin to turn around. When God shows up, there is peace, there is calmness, there is restoration of human life, human destiny, human dignity. When God shows up in the life of a person, everything begins to fall in place. There is transformation. There is reformation. There is liberation. There is fruitfulness. This day, I pray for someone who is listening to the sound of my voice right now. Whatever you have had to go through, whatever the choices you've had to make, bad choices you've had to make that does not dignify you as a person, today God is showing up for your sake in the name of Jesus. Whatever the challenges are, today God is showing up for your sake in the name of Jesus. Whatever deep waters you've had to go through, today God is drawing you out of every deep water. Whatever it is you've had to go through in your life, today God is changing the verdict. God is restoring you. God is restoring your life. God is restoring everything that concerns you. I pray for someone this morning. There shall be total restoration. There shall be total transformation. There shall be total liberation. Open your heart and pray. Make this prayer, Lord, we come to you, O Lord, as mere humans. We ask that you show up for our case. Lord, we ask that you plead our cause. We ask that you show up, O Lord, for our lives, for our ministries, for our destinies. Whatever ill health you've had to go through, today God is showing up to restore healing to you. God is showing up to restore good health to you. Whatever be the case, God is showing up in your bank accounts. You've been in lack for a long time. God is showing up to replace the lack with plenty. You've been in a confused state. God is giving you a clear sign of what to do next. You've been in a depressed state. God is taking away depression from you. Father, I bring forth your people to you this morning. Show up in their lives. Show up for them. Show up for their families. Show up for their generations. In their businesses, in their careers. Lord, show up. Show up and turn around the captivity. When God shows up, captives are set free. When God shows up, everything becomes anew. Lord, I speak into the life of your son, of your daughter listening to me this morning. Let their lives begin to come alive. Let every dead situation begin to come alive. Let peace begin to, let them receive peace in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you, because I know you are changing situations. I know you're turning around situations. I know you're doing something new in our lives this morning. We return all the glory, we return all the honor, all the adoration to you. Be magnified, dear Lord Jesus. And may your glory, Lord, return to you in the name of Jesus. This is where we draw our curtain for today. You've been listening to Frank Talk with Grace, a podcast where we talk about everything. We inspire hope, build confidence, and encourage people to live up to their potentials. At Frank Talk with Grace, we believe that no life is too shattered, battered, mangled that the Lord cannot restore. Follow us for more messages as the Lord will help us. Until I come your way again, remain in constant honor and see you soon. Amen.